I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He's real. If you say his name, or even think it, he'll come for you.
Don't say it, don't think it. Maybe you just don't watch it. What's up, guys? I'm Katie Hettenbach, host of Katie Afraidy. We're talking the Bye-Bye Man from 2017. Bye-bye, man. Bye-bye. 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 Oh, God. I wanted a movie. Look, there wasn't anything in theaters I could quickly, you know, watch and give a review on. So we're doing this movie because I've always wanted to sit down and watch this movie because I knew it was going to be bad. And boy, was I correct. Let's talk about it. Have you seen it? What did you think? Tell me in the comments below. I want to know. I want to know. Okay. The Bye-Bye Man. Three friends stumble upon the horrific origins of a mysterious figure they discover in the root cause of the evil behind unspeakable acts. What? Confused. Literally confused. Literally confused about what that even means. First off, let's start here. Takes place in Wisconsin. Hey, yo, specifically Madison. I was like, I'm from there. Hello. But it's a bunch of friends who get an Airbnb, but do they own it? I'm confused about, you know, the tenant situation. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. But the Airbnb that they're staying at is in Sun Prairie, which makes sense. Because it's shit there. Fuck you, Sun Prairie. If you know, you know. If you don't know, I don't know what to say to you. But yeah.
The content.
Insane. Opens up with 1960s. Wait, Madison, Wisconsin. Larry's going over to these people's house. And they're like, you haven't said it, right? You haven't said it. And then he pulls out a shotgun. And he starts killing them one by one. And then he tries to shoot himself. But of course he can't. Because he's out of bullets. And also using a shotgun to try to kill himself. Which is crazy. Don't kill yourself. But also don't use a shotgun to do it. That's awful. What is that? Don't worry about it. I'm dog sitting in there. I saw something under the couch and was like, is that... I thought it was poop. It's not poop. We're good. We're good, guys. We're good. But anyways, this film was not filmed in Wisconsin, although it looks similar. It was filmed in Ohio. So fuck you, Ohio, for trying to be Wisconsin. Because if you know me, you know I hate Ohio so much. Fuck you, Ohio. No, you'll never be Wisconsin. So don't even fucking try. Anyways, the girl from Terrifier's in it, what's her name? I forget her name, but she's really cool. Jenna, she's in it, which is awesome. She's a gem. Wait, Doug Jones was the bye-bye man? I didn't know that. Fuck yeah, Doug Jones. I'm so sorry. Because you're such a good human. That movie was so bad. I did write, yo, why is the bye-bye man kind of hot, though? Listen. I wanted more of him. I wasn't scared at all. I was confused the majority. This is going to be a short episode because I'm confused about this movie. I wrote down, would you ever fuck with a Ouija board? I've never personally played with one because they scare me, but I have bought one that was secondhand, which is what you're not supposed to do. But I did do it, and then I think my mom threw it away. So I think I'm cursed, but which is fine, I guess. But I don't know if I would ever play with one now, because no thank you, right? No, I'm good. But maybe, who knows, I might get bored at a party. I don't know. I do think it's funny how you could buy them for like $10 at like Walmart or something. I think that would be a good like white elephant gift to like spice it up, you know? It's like, oh, someone gets a puzzle. Someone gets a Ouija board possessed by the devil himself. Or the bye-bye man. I'm just confused about like the origin story of this and how it... The lore didn't make sense, but I never thought it made sense, but it really didn't make sense. If that makes sense, it does. Cool. Awesome. Don't say it. Don't think it. Don't watch it. Yeah, you can skip this one. If you do love it, tell me why you love it. I would love to know because I wasn't a fan of this. And that's okay. It had some fun moments, I'll give it that, but I will never see it again. I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Don't need to sit down and watch this one. I wrote, this is so bad, LOL. Oh my God, the CGI maggots that were on. So the bye-bye man, like he can, as soon as you start thinking about it, as soon as he like attaches himself to you, he starts making you see, like hallucinate, and you start like killing your friends on accident, da 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 da. But one of the guys sees maggots on Jenna's face, and they are so poorly CGI'd. Like it looks like they're just like placed on the frame above Jenna, so it would be like if they're here and you're like moving around, it's like they're not even, it's so bad. I'm like, oh God, I had to stop and replay it 30 seconds. I was like, did I just see that? Jesus Christ. So bad. The girlfriend in it. What's her name? I don't fucking remember. Sasha.
Sasha.
She, Faye Dunaway? What the fuck? Faye Dunaway was in this? Wow. That's amazing. I love finding things out as real time. You're finding out with me. Did you know she was in this movie? Because I fucking didn't. Faye Dunaway, what are you doing? Bestie. But Sasha, she's got this nasty cough. Just nasty toddler cough. Just disgusting. Like, it's a, it's a crunchy cough. Disgusting. Good for you, girl. Your acting is great. Just kidding. I would probably do the same thing. You know what? They made a movie, and that's a big deal. And that's more than we will ever do. Or at least you will ever do. Because I'm going to do that. So, anyways. Okay. Wait. The one thing that I was like, oh, shit, was when Jenna's character and the main character, Elliot, they're, like, in the car together. Because Elliot's like, he's like, I need you to help me. Like, the Bye Bye Man, we need to do a seance, like, right now. And Jenna's like, cool, I got you. She's, like, washing the blood off her hands because she just killed her fucking roommates on accident. They're in the car together. Jenna's like, oh, my God, she's like, pull the car right now. There's a car on the fucking side of the road, and there's a family. We need to go help them. And Elliot's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He finds the hammer, the bloody hammer that she used to kill her roommates. He's like, oh my God, like, what did you fucking do? But the car crash isn't actually there. So she's like, they're both like running after the car crash. Turns out it's actually a train. The train is coming and it's gonna hit Jenna. And it hits Jenna and she goes splat. And I'm just like, what? Poof. That's bad. I don't know. I was like, oh shit. That's bad. Also, the whole time, Elliot's pretty like, I have a small penis and I'm insecure with myself. And my friend John, man, he's so hot. I know my girlfriend Sasha's definitely going to cheat. She's definitely going to cheat, which she does not. But she thinks about it a lot. The bye-bye man makes Elliot see John fucking Sasha, and then Elliot's like, yo man, what the fuck? And then he takes out a baseball bat and starts beating John, and John's like, what the hell, man? And then turns out Sasha's just asleep and John's just chilling, being a good friend, like watching, making sure she's safe. So red flag, you know, your boyfriend's insecure, watch out. Robuschettio, I just wrote, basements are scary. Yeah, you know what? We all got something haunted down there, whether you like it or not. You do. So, yeah. My parents at my childhood home, the basement, like, we have this, like the main area where we all hang out, and then the back room where my dad's tools are, the laundry room is, but it's just, I don't know. It's under, like, it's not under the stairs, but it's, like, kind of under the stairs. But it's just dark and it's eerie. And I have hated it since I was little. And I always feel like something's back there hiding all the fucking time. And everyone makes fun of me. And I'm like, nah, there's something back here. I don't fucking like it. I don't know what's back here, but I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I should sage my parents' house, honestly. My dad would be like, what the fuck? My mom would be like, yeah, do this. Shout out my mom. She's tuning in. Mom, you've never seen this movie, but you know what? And you never will. And for that, we thank you. For tuning in, just to tune in. For funsies. Thanks. Honestly, I liked this switch up. That was surprising. So Elliot thought he was fighting John, the friend. Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm writing that down. 11:45. Cut. For a sneeze. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god, sorry. Patreon, you're gonna get to keep this. Okay. But I loved when Elliot thought he was fighting the friend, John, and they're like fighting, and then Elliot's like, I'm gonna shoot John to get him off me because he's gonna kill me. And then it quickly switches to, it's actually his girlfriend, Sasha. And now Sasha's dead and John is just chilling in the corner, right? And then, oh my God, what made me LOL out loud, like so hard, laugh harder than I've ever laughed before, was when that CGI meat dog, like meat wad as a dog, shitty ass, whatever the fuck creature thing, came in and was like sniffing around. I was like, what the actual fuck? Who approved this? Who made this? Go back to the drawing board. Why does it look like you stuck a bunch of hamburger meat together? Like, what the fuck is this? It was great. I loved it. It was so bad. But again, the Bye Bye Man's my hear me out. Hear me out. Doug Jones? Makes sense. Daddy Doug, as nobody calls him. But they should, because Daddy Doug. The child in the movie, Elliot's an uncle. I think it's annoying when in movies that are modern, they'll have characters be like, oh, father, don't do that. It's like, what the fuck? You say that? Or like, what did she say? She said, uncle, open the door. You call him uncle? You call him uncle? Like, I would say Uncle Bobby or like Uncle Pete. Like, those are my uncles. But like, his name is an uncle, bitch. You could say aunt or aunt. What do you say? Auntie? Aunt? I say aunt. It's my aunt. It's my uncle. Uncle Bobby. Uncle Pete. That makes so much sense. I forget. It's so stupid. Okay. I just thought that was weird. I was like, shut up. I hate kids. I hate kids in movies. I just... they're so annoying. Especially in horror movies. I'm like, you should die. Guess what she did? She took the coins at the end. And... she can't read in the dark, though, but she definitely knows the bye-bye man, and he's gonna come for her and kill her. We could only hope. Crazy that Elliot shot himself in the head. Again, lots of shooting in the head going on. Oh, wait, go back. The guy from the beginning, who was just, like, it was for the flashback... who's going to shoot himself in the head but didn't. He's like, oh, I gotta end it right now before the bye-bye man. He gets me. He fucking drinks Drano. He just drinks Drano. And I was like, damn. That's a way to go. That is a way to go. Also, when he shot the other people in the house, he shot them at close range with a shotgun. They would have exploded. There was no blood, no nothing. It was like they were sleeping. And I was like, hey, that's not accurate. They would literally put chunks. So I, lots of questions. He shot himself in front of his brother. That was crazy. And the brother didn't seem that upset about it. So I don't know what that sibling relationship is, but it doesn't seem healthy. And the best part, I think, not the best part, just one part that made me go, why did we write that? What is happening? The cops at the end were like, yeah, he killed her friend's roommates. He killed all his friends. And then he shot himself. And the cop goes, he wasn't pulling a Columbine. What? 2017. Goddamn. Jesus Christ. I don't know. This movie was not good. And I did 16 minutes on this. Damn. Good for me. It has a 4.3 on IMDb. And you know what it's getting from me? A 3. A 2. I didn't like it. I didn't like any of it. A 2. It's getting a 2. It's getting a 2. Was I afraidy or not afraidy? I was not afraidy at all, at all. I laughed a lot. It was a good chuckle. It was a good chuckle. I just want to be scared. I want to be scared shitless. I want to sleep with the lights on. I want to be scared to walk alone at night. I mean, I already am because I'm a woman, but like, I want to be more scared, you know? So I need that. But alas, well, anyways, yeah, that's about that. I guess some shitty advice I can give you is, make sure you date someone that's like secure with themselves. You know, he was so worried about them cheating that he ended up killing his girlfriend because of it. So like, super quirky. Don't do that. Just be secure with yourself. You know. So that's my advice. Or don't play with Ouija boards. Ooh, thoughts on that? Or make sure all your friends are ugly so you don't feel like you're not threatened. Honestly, maybe that's the advice. Only have ugly friends so that you don't feel threatened by them stealing your girlfriend. I think that's the key. I think that's the key. And that is my shitty advice for this week. Make sure to tune in for next week. Who knows what I'm gonna cover? Maybe a better movie. We'll see how I feel. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. You can find us on all social media platforms at Katie Afraidy. Follow us here on YouTube. Please subscribe. Please, please, please. Get me to 800 subscribers, not followers. That would be cool. And then, yeah, make sure to give us a rating on all audio platforms. That'd be cool. If you want to join the Patreon, I release extended, unedited, unfiltered episodes of everything, so please go there. It also helps support the pod so that I can afford a studio. Yay, because I would like to go back to doing that, because doing this by myself is super awkward. It's just me talking to me, and I would like dialogue with other people instead of the dialogue with the demons in my head. The bye-bye man, ooh, don't say it, don't think it, maybe don't watch it. Heyo, swing. And on that note, kids, we will see you next time. Oh, I have to plug sponsors. Oopsie doopsies. I've been forgetting to do that. My bad. Again, it's hard when you're alone because it's just me. But thank you to our sponsors, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram or filmcraftla.com. And also thank you to Fango. You can find them at Fangoria. Want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. That's a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. So go do that. Also, we have a sticker. We have a sticker store. So go get some stickers if you would like. That'd be cool. And yeah, don't say it. Don't think it. Don't fucking watch it. Don't do it. Anyways, stay spooky, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
We have to help them.
No, it's a trick.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.